crops were all laid by. Before the gathering time started, well, in between that, latter part of July and August or something like that, we'd always work a little bit around in the garden, truck patches and one thing or another, but we always got ready to go to church. And if we had morning service, we had the morning service, the evening service, the same way. That seemed like it brought people together more than it do nowadays. You take, of course, over here at Jackson, yeah, they have, every fifth Sunday, they have each church has a Sunday night service. Mm-hmm. And all the other churches don't have no service, but don't many of them go there. Baptist, what? A few Baptists go to the Methodist, and then vice versa, a few Methodists come to over to the Baptist church, and the Presbyterians, and whatnot. Yeah. But out in the country here, those things, I would say, in a radius of 5 miles each way, you know.
Yeah.
Would go to these meetings, you know, and and every once in a while they out there over in East Fishtown, they'd have these camp meetings, maybe for a month. And people would go from here, be 10-15 miles, go in buggies and carry groceries along with them, and they'd have a little house they'd sleep in, you know, carry something to sleep on, pallets or something like that. And Methodist and Baptist, I don't know, maybe the
Presbyterian. Other sort of things that you might have?
How then?
Would you ever have people get together and go move around the floor together, boys and girls would go to something?
You mean parties?
Yeah,
they'd have little parties every now and then. Little home dances and one thing and all like that. I never was a dancer. But I think you go to these public dances, though, they get pretty rotten with them. I never did believe in that. Of course, these little home dances. But I never just never did care nothing about dancing, no way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Now, a girl, when she was getting ready to go there, she'd get in front of the mirror and...
Oh, she was dolled up.
And a boy, what would he do?
Oh, he'd put on his bib and tucker. Best he had, you know.
You say he'd start... That boy would start... Well, going to a dance or something like that, he'd start...
Well, it's taught courting or something like that, you know.
Yeah. When a boy was leaving a dance, or a girl was leaving a dance, and he saw her leaving, he might walk up to her and say, what? Can I
carry you home, or can I take you out, or...
Okay. And if she said yes, then he would...
Yeah. Fulfill his promise, that's what he asked for.
We have a buggy usually, or?
Yeah, if it's walking distance, it'd walk home. Mile wasn't nothing to walk in those days, you know. Now, with me, and a lot of people, I go out into my mailbox on the road, I get in my truck and go out there.
If he wanted to walk